USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal drug agents are warning about drug cartels trafficking colored fentanyl into the United States as a way to get children addicted to it. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre explains how she believes the Biden administration is addressing the fentanyl trafficking.
We have the $80 million that DHS just announced today on drug prevention, and the president has taken many steps. He's made this a priority to make sure that we attack a very dangerous drug, serious drugs in this country.
Critics argue securing the southern border is the only way to stop fentanyl from ending up in kids' hands. A new Harris poll found that 6 in 10 adults say they want to be a billionaire someday. That same poll found that 40% of people polled say they hate billionaires and they should pay higher taxes. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The United Nations is taking a look at a Ukrainian nuclear plant.
A team of UN inspectors made its way towards Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temperatures to climb into the lower 100s for many today and Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This as California grid officials are warning of blackouts and urging residents to set their thermostats at 78 degrees or higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine, Russia is still taking in revenue from oil exports despite sanctions from Western countries. Some of that is coming from China and India. And National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, gets pressed on whether the United States had conversations with the leaders of those countries about the imports.
Sovereign nations have to make their decisions, and we understand that. I would just tell you that we've made very clear our concerns about business as usual with Russia, as particularly when it comes to energy.
Despite no trials on humans, the Food and Drug Administration is giving emergency use authorization to another booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says the agency is confident in the data supporting this decision.
The updated boosters contain the same basic ingredients as the original COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, but are modified to target the circulating Omicron variant, BA4 and BA5, as well as the strain that was included in the original vaccines.
President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Wednesday. The president is addressing the nation Thursday night in primetime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.